Creating public voting record of MPs is one of those I'm passionate about. We live in a country where there's a collapse of trust in public institutions, especially Parliament. When Musa Kalamu of Ablekuma North constituency or Idrisu Agaga in Kumbungu in my constituency begin to feel that Parliament has become a rubber stamp, we ought to think anew. Making public the voting record of MPs, as you aptly stated in your inaugural address, sharpens not just the responsibilities of individual MPs, but it also gave constituents an opportunity to know how individual MPs voted on key legislations. It will expose MPs who ran away when their constituents needed their votes on crucial matters. The argument of those who do not wish for the kind of changes you intend to bring to Parliament in respect of voting record is that if whips allow MPs to vote the way they want, it will weaken government programs. It is true that members of Parliament are in Parliament on the ticket of their party, but it's also true that MPs will have to balance what is in party's interest and what is in the interest of the people they are representing in Parliament. It can't be business as usual. We have to cede ground and give the people what they want.
Our Honourable Member Ras Mubarak said so many things I find very interesting. And at a point he said, and I quote, "It can't be business as usual. We have a chance to make history." And I agree with him. We have a chance to make history. But perhaps in exploring these opportunities to make history, we have to look at possible roadblocks. There's a constitutional roadblock. And I would like to beg Mr. Speaker to quote Article 97, 1 G and H. With your leave, Mr. Speaker, this is what the law says. A member of Parliament shall vacate his seat in Parliament. Jane says if he leaves the party of which he was a member at the time of his election to Parliament to join another party, or seeks to remain in Parliament as an independent member, or if he was elected a member of Parliament as an independent candidate and joins a political party. What will compel a person to leave his party? Differences in opinion. If the person does not want to comply with a three-line whip, he has his mind. He believes that the constituents have a certain view. But he comes to Parliament and perhaps he disagrees with his own party and he wants to express his opinion. The Constitution says no. Because if you do so and you leave your own party, then it means that, Mr. Speaker, you cannot even join the other party in Parliament. You may disagree with your party on a matter. You may disagree on principles and decide to leave your party and still remain in Parliament. So, Mr. Speaker, all these put together are roadblocks to our possible independence as we want it.
Order.
The underpinnings of the system that we have adopted for ourselves. There's lack of clarity of concept, and that is what is creating the confusion in the system. Mr. Speaker, you have the presidential and the parliamentary. The presidential system is clear as to what mandate is given to a member of parliament. The parliamentary system is clear as to the mandate given by the member of parliament. In the presidential system, you are given the mandate of free representation, which meant that your people have empowered you to go there and use your capacity to debate issues and make sure that those issues inure to their benefit. And so you have free conscience. And that is why in America, people can vote against their parties and yet nothing is done to them. In the parliamentary system, it's imperative mandate. You go with the order of your constituents and your party and you dare not go against that order. And so they assess you. I've told you to go and say 1, 2, 3. And that is what you have to say. You don't use your conscience there to debate. And so when they are going to assess you, they will take your decisions, the voting pattern in the House, and see whether you followed the mandate that they gave you. Here, we have combined and added our tradition. And so there's lack of clarity.
We are sent here by our constituents, and they will have various issues for which there will be the need for us to make laws that will favor them. And so it will be interesting and important for them to know how we voted. And so if an MP absents himself from the House when voting, that can also come clear. And so in the effort to actually revise our standing orders, some of these suggestions can be considered.